Okay, we are coming live from the Wazoo Coug's man cave, and in a few moments we are going to be calling the commissioner of the Glory Days online dynasty for the NCAA Football 2011 game. We'll be discussing several topics today. One of the topics will be the ACC SEC conference challenge that will be set up for next year, and we'll also be discussing the conference championship games in both leagues. It looks like Duke and NC State will be battling it out for conference supremacy in the ACC, while in the SEC it looks like Ole Miss and South Carolina will be battling out in the SEC championship game. Additionally, we will be discussing this week's past games, with the focus on the Duke Georgia Tech game and the following week's games with Vanderbilt Wake Forest, the big matchup of the two struggling user games. Plus, we have a big NC State Maryland game. This is going to be a very, even though Maryland is playing for second place because NC State has already locked up the division, I still think this will be a very entertaining game and very competitive based on the user's capabilities. Additionally, there's another user game in the SEC that we'll be discussing, and as well, and we're gonna get the commissioner on the line here in a few minutes and or a few seconds, and we'll be giving him a call and getting his take on everything. If my phone chooses to work. It's not choosing to work at the moment. Here we go. We have it ringing. Hey, th is this the commish? Okay, commish, this is Wazoo Cougs here, and we're going to be discussing. I gave a brief introduction about what we'll be discussing today. Do you want to in introduce yourself? Tell us a little bit about you. Okay, well, I have a question for you. How did you become the commissioner for Glory Days? Okay, and how do you think the league is progressing so far? We've had a couple bumps in the road, but I think it's been going well. Okay, and let's talk about the ACC versus SEC challenge here, and the proposed matchups that we have, at least what it looks like for right now. I think it looks like, if I was to take a guess for next season, we'll be having NC State versus South Carolina in the one-on-one, the first place battles. Well, it looks like I'm looking at the Dynasty Central here on my television here. It looks like South Carolina is ranked number 2 in the country. Yes. Now they are ranked number 2 for now, and so they kind of have to win out. And then tentatively, I guess we're saying that Duke and Ole Miss will be playing in the second place matchup, and I don't know. I've decided the Ole Miss coach is. I've decided that he does not have much of a life other than video games because he's because he has like six leagues at least.
So.
Now, do we have, I wasn't checking here, but I believe we have 10 users in our league, so do we have it even out?
I think we are even now, yeah.
Okay, so looks like, yeah, it probably, Wake Forest will be playing Vanderbilt next year in the fifth place matchup, and then who will be looking at this now? And we have, Boston, now, when we do this, divide it up, because it has right now in my standings, Boston College in second place. Are we just going to say whoever loses the conference championship game is the second place team, or are we saying Boston College? I'm just looking at overall here.
Well, if I understand your question right, I think we're just going
to
look at the records.
Okay, so based on, I'm looking at the ACC right now, it looks like Boston College is in second place. And so they'll be playing. Okay, and who is the so who is currently the fourth place team out of the SEC?
I think I'm third right now with Kentucky.
Okay, let's see here. You're third. Well, nope. Mississippi State would be the fourth, so I think Maryland will be facing Mississippi State, and I think Mississippi State is going through a transition year. It sounds like the coach does not like the spread offense.
Yeah, I played them. They were a good team, but they didn't think they could break against
us.
We finally got one.
It sounds like he's not. So I've had friends who like that offense. But he must not be one who believes in the spread offense.
Yeah, he was running the ball great yesterday. He has no nonsense runs, just straightforward.
Yeah, there is some. Okay. And then there's Vanderbilt. I don't know. I get to play them next week, and I don't know. I think that will be an interesting matchup. I can't decide if he's just had some bad luck against the computer opponents or because he played. They've just had some trouble. Yeah. And then this week we're still on week 12, but I think we only have a couple teams left to play. Ole Miss has to play, and Mississippi State has to play. But in week 13 here we have Ole Miss versus Mississippi State. Now will we see? Is there any chance that Mississippi State can pull off the upset here? Or is it Ole Miss just
the... My heart wants them to win, but I think Ole Miss just has big players.
Well, now...
individual talent, especially on that D-line. Mississippi State, throwing the ball. I just don't know if they got the guys to block those boys.
Well, except when they play Jacksonville State.
I figured you were going to have a joke about that.
Except against Jacksonville State, who Ole Miss actually did lose to this week. Now, the big user game this week will be NC State versus Maryland, and I think based on my chance to play NC State, we had a pretty tight game. It's just that...
That's my upset pick. I think Maryland will pull it off at home. They're kind of out there. It's their last game of the season, and I think they'll kind of want to prove something. They might not win the ACC, but
I think NC State's been playing kind of tight. NC State played pretty tight against me And I think that they definitely can be had. I mean, they. I mean, if it was, if I could have just, if Wake Forest just didn't play too conservative on a couple times and had a couple breaks on some drop punts by NC State, the result could have been different. And then we have the battle of Wake Forest and Vandy, and that's. Someone has to win.
That would be a good game. The records aren't there, but it'll be close.
Okay. And then, finally, we have... I think that's about all the topics we have here. We could discuss recruiting. How is your recruiting going? I was looking at the standings. It looks like you were, ranked... You were, ranked third out of all of us. You were,
We're doing all right. We got, his name is Brandon Green, a wide receiver. He's a Penn State
again, South Carolina is, for as successful they've been this year, they have had trouble recruiting. They are ranked, I mean, they're the best one out of us, but they're only ranked 51st in recruiting. And, when I looked, I did not see any 5-star recruit signing for anybody yet. I think that will be a major accomplishment. We might see that next season.
We're trying to hold on to a couple scholarships in Kentucky because some reason on the game they like to add new recruits in the offseason. So maybe one of the user teams will be able to catch one of those big fish when that happens.
Well,
now all the better players in the country kind of, at this point in the season, they got a good idea where they're going.
Yes, I think what I've noticed differently from this year's game, from last year's game, was that you could be slow on recruiting some individuals and then eventually get to them mid-season. But this year, if you don't get them right at the start and start calling them, you just don't have any chances with them. And
kind of the thing I did when I started, I had guys, some upper-like talent, but they had Alabama, teams like Alabama, Florida, Texas ahead of me.
Well, Wake Forest needs some recruits, I'll tell you that. We only have three, and we're ranked 119th out of 120 teams, and so we need a lot of recruits. I have a couple soft commits. But we'll hopefully, even after the Clemson debacle, we'll hopefully still have those two as commits.
I think the case with a lot of teams, from what I've heard, a lot of people have guys that are
okay. Okay, well, I think that covers it all, and we'll be hopefully we'll get good feedback on this podcast and see what we can add or change, and maybe next week or in 2 weeks we can add a user who can call in and we can ask some questions about their team, and I think I think a good idea would be to have a maybe the podcast after we complete the bowl games and go into predictions for what we'll see next year. I think that's it for now. I think that's it for now, and we'll talk to everyone later, and hopefully we'll get good feedback from this. Okay. Okay, we'll be posting this. I'll talk to you later. Bye. All right.